ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very significant and important question. And that question is about the meaning of the word zuhud or asceticism. You know, asceticism or zuhud is one of the important and significant Islamic virtues, and it has been encouraged in the Hadith and in the Holy Quran. And this asceticism or zuhud is kind of tied up to a more general virtue, a more central virtue, and that is the renunciation of the world, right? And the relinquishment of the love of the world. You know, there's a hadith, a famous hadith, which says that hubbu dunya ra'su kulli khata'in. Love of the world is the head or the cause or the root of all evil, right? So this renunciation of the world or the love of the world, right, it's manifested in various ways. One of the ways that it's manifested is zuhud or asceticism, you know? So this is why it's so significant. But unfortunately, there is a lot of ambiguity and misunderstanding regarding the meaning of this word. And people go to extremes sometimes, at least maybe not in our times, but in the past, a lot of people have gone to extremes and they have adopted an incorrect version of zuhud and asceticism. So we see certain Sufis, right, who practiced an extreme form of zuhud by, for example, going and living in the mountains and, never getting married, never having children. Sometimes a lot of them would even suffice themselves with a walnut or a date, right? Every day. And it's interesting to note that a lot of times this led them to acquire certain spiritual, abilities, right? And these have been recorded and have in the annals of history, and there's no denying them. But the question that we want to ask today is not whether that this extreme form of asceticism, does it lead to somebody gaining a certain spiritual power and, ability. Rather, we want to say, within the context of Islam in general, is this something virtuous or not? Right? What is the virtuous zuhud or asceticism in Islam? Fortunately, this has been alluded to in the Hadith and in the Quran. When we look at the Hadith and the Quran, we see that the zuhud, which is virtuous in Islam and is Islamic in nature, is the one which is an action of the heart. It doesn't imply foregoing the world, practically foregoing the world, not having anything to do with the world, right? Rather, it implies not attaching one's heart to the world, right? Let's look at a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam where he alludes to this meaning of zuhud. Imam Ali said, "Those who restrain themselves from worldly pleasures are such." So the actual word that Imam Ali used is "azahidina fi dunya," are such that their hearts are weeping, though outwardly they may laugh. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the meaning of zuhud in the words of the Aima and Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.